It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Now on Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT HD WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. It's Dom time. Now Dom Giordano.
November 5th, election mania. Choice is yours. You can go with President Trump, Kane, and The Undertaker, or you can take Kamala Harris, Dave Bautista, and Tim Walz. Choose wisely. The nation depends on you.
And that should be an easy choice.
That, of course, is Kane. And Dan, you know the backstory for listeners, though. This Dave Bautista, who I don't know too much, do you?
He's a really, I mean, a Hall of Fame leather wrestler. He's an amazing guy, a great actor, Guardians of the Galaxy. But just want to put it out there that he does have a tattoo around his belly button, so that might say a lot about him.
All right. And he attacked Trump's manhood, saying Trump wasn't an Arnold Palmer or something.
I'll just say Trump does not have a belly button tattoo.
Okay, yeah, but he wasn't an Arnold Palmer, is the key thing. He said, look at this. This guy's even a man. Look how bad he looks. And this then brought out both Kane and The Undertaker to jump in the ring with this Dave Bautista guy. Joining us is Kane, Mayor Glenn Jacobs, coming to us from the great state of Tennessee. Mayor, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
So that's a little bit of the backstory. We know that you were a big Trump supporter, even traveled at several events. I think it was in Iowa, which is, a lot to go and do that. Well, what's your response to this Dave Bautista guy, Mayor Glenn?
Dave and I have always gotten along really well. I would say this about Trump not being a tough guy. The dude got shot and in wrestling parlance did not sell it. So, yeah, he is a pretty tough guy. He can say a lot of things about Donald Trump, but to say he's not a tough guy is ridiculous. He's been, ever since he even started running for president, he has been threatened. He has been the subject of lawfare, unfair prosecutions and impeachments, and he still just keeps on going. So he is a pretty dadgum tough dude. And no matter what measure you use, and I don't think that there's many other people, especially Kamala Harris or Tim Walz, that would be able to do what Donald Trump has done what the attitude that he has.
Yo, let's enter in as you guys did on Tim Walz. I mean, this is a flop of flops. I don't know in wrestling parlance who I would say. I don't know. You got Hulk Hogan over here.
It's like Drew Carey in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, and you're putting Drew Carey in the Royal Rumble here when you could have picked, they could have put Shapiro in. What's your thoughts on Tim Walz?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out that pick because Shapiro is a pretty popular governor in Pennsylvania, and you would think that that would have helped them in Pennsylvania. You've already got in Minnesota, it's a blue state, right? So yeah. I don't understand the thinking behind that. I don't really get it. And then, I think Tim Walz tries to be, hey, dude, just be what you are. I mean, that's part of the reason that people love Trump so much is because he is what he is, right? And you may not like that all the time, but he is a real human being. He's not this plastic made-for-TV product that so many politicians are. And, hey, Tim Walz looks like, he's your dad, right? That's fine. Why do you have to act like you're not a cool dude? I'm not a cool dude, okay?
You are a cool dude.
I don't try to be hip in that way because it's not who I am. I'm just not,
right?
And that becomes just it literally becomes insulting. And then it's also Vice President Harris is doing a lot of the same things when she tries to kind of put on that fake accent when she's at different places. Just be yourself. And ultimately, that's how people are going to judge you anyway, because they see through all this stuff. So I don't know who their consultants are, but that would be my number one thing is like, look, you know, just be yourself. And there's going to be warts and there's going to be flaws. That's part of what makes you a human being. And instead of trying to be the coolest person in the room, just be yourself.
Can I just interrupt real quick? Is Mayor Glenn, I see why you're elected, because you're such a humble guy. But come on, you're Kane, man. I don't think there's – if you talked about how many kids dressed up as somebody because of how cool they were, I don't think you'd get an answer more widely known. And then Kane. So come on, you're a cool guy.
Thanks. Yeah, but you know, I'm not the person that's gonna be able to get out there and like lead a cheer or do like a hip hop routine or something like that. I can't do that, and I know that. I mean, I'll make fun of myself when I try to do something like that. So
I mean, playing off X-Pac was pretty good. You were pretty cool there too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, but that was the thing. Whenever we did those kind of comedy skits, I was always making fun of myself, so I can't do that. And so, I'm not talking about, like, you know, that kind of cool. I'm talking about the manufactured, I'm cool and I'm a 21-year-old. No, you're not, man. You're a 60-year-old guy. Just act like a 60-year-old guy, and that's fine.
So, Mayor Glenn, have you seen Mr. McMahon? I consumed it all pretty quick on Netflix. I met several wrestlers, never you, and I haven't met McMahon, but we've had his wife on. Did that give us any kind of insight into the wrestling business? Was it close to the truth?
I actually haven't seen it.
Okay.
I just haven't had time to watch it. So from what I understand from folks, it is pretty good. But I haven't seen it for myself. So I can only offer the opinions that I've been given by other folks.
Gotcha.
Mayor, can you take us behind the scenes with Undertaker? I know you guys have such a great relationship going back so many years. I mean, you guys are essentially brothers, I would think. What was your hand in getting him? Was it you that suggested an endorsement of Trump or getting him on the podcast? Or how'd that all work out?
No, actually, they reached out to me because, say, hey, Trump's coming on this podcast, man. Would you like to come hang out? Like, of course. And what President Trump's doing is brilliant. Is he's allowing people to see the real him. He's getting away from just the political stuff, like working at McDonald's. I mean, here you have a guy who's a billionaire, but he can relate to people and people can relate to him. And again, how many politicians could do that? That they would be able to, just the ordinary person, the average normal person could come up and get like an order from McDonald's from the president of the United States. And it's so funny because, like, I saw this one clip and these people saying, oh, it's so cool that, you're talking to ordinary people. You're not ordinary. No one is ordinary. Everybody's extraordinary. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. But what he's doing is he's getting away from the political stuff, and getting more into where you can actually see him and his personality. And then that's the thing. I mean, everybody's like, oh, he's obnoxious and all that. He's really funny too, though. He's very engaging and he's very entertaining. And when people see that side of him, it really humanizes him more than, obviously, the media is always trying to play him up as he's this, horrible, mean bully. But when you get to see him in these settings like this, realize again, he's just a guy, and he's actually very engaging, very entertaining, and very transparent.
Yeah, Dan?
Yeah, so a guy that's been in wrestling for as long as you have, you know what charisma is, and you're talking about Trump here with incredible charisma. And we see over and over again wrestlers come into the industry without great promo skills, and somehow someone behind the scenes at WWE or elsewhere are able to teach them, promo skills and charisma. And you have Kamala Harris here, who's had so much time now in the public eye, and you would think she'd have someone like that behind the scenes, and she just can't get her hand on that kind of charisma, and it just comes off as completely inauthentic. I'm curious as to, do you think she has someone behind the scenes like you guys had back then helping out with promos, or what's going on there?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, they have entire teams doing that, and they have consultants working on the image and where she's at and what she's supposed to say and all those sort of things. The biggest issue, though, again, is, Trump, that is Donald Trump. All right. You may not like all of it, but that's him. He's authentic. He's genuine. He doesn't run from who he is. He doesn't try to hide who he is. The problem with her, and actually most candidates and elected officials, is they try to present a persona which is not them. You know, when I was running for office, I would always joke that I was trying to convince people that I wasn't the person that they'd seen on TV for all those years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But most politicians are trying to convince people that they are the person that they've seen the soundbite,
yeah, exactly,
or they've seen the commercial. And that's where they run into trouble, is that's not her. And I think, too, they don't have a message which is really coherent at this point, because everything they've tried, you know, they tried with Joy. Well, that just looks silly, okay? They've tried different things, and ultimately, though, the question in every presidential election, including this one, is, are you better off now than you were 4 years
exactly.
ago? The answer is a resounding no. And as long as they cannot answer that in the affirmative, it doesn't matter how you market yourself. It doesn't matter what kind of persona you put out there, because the facts speak for themselves. And then, of course, they literally lie about everything. She wasn't the border czar. Inflation is not this. Crime rates are going down. All of these things, there's objective reality and facts that you can look at. And then you just come across not only as being, now you're not only being disingenuous about who you are, you're literally lying about the policies. And to me, that's a double whammy.
Absolutely. Mayor, thanks so much. Are you going to be involved in anything else with President Trump?
Man, we'll see. This is a really historic election. I think this is one of the most pivotal elections in our country's history. So it's neat to be able to be part of it in a very small way, you know, but to see some of the stuff happening up close, you know, you really do feel like you're part of history. So I don't know what's going to go on as far as whether I'm going to get to do anything else or not. But I certainly hope so. It's a lot of fun.
We'd be choke slamming anybody else on stage.
Madison Square Garden, the big rally. That'd be right there. Yes.
There you go. Hey, never say never.
All right. There we go. Hey, Mayor, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks
right.
for joining us as
thanks,
always.
Guys.
Mayor Glenn Jacobs, what a nice down to earth guy. But with The Undertaker teaming up and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
This Dave Bautista guy, I've only vaguely seen him over the years, and just going right after Trump. All right.
I was just telling Henry back here, it's so surreal anytime Kane comes on the show.
Yes.
Like a guy that I said it earlier in the interview, I legitimately dressed up as this guy at Halloween. Like, I've been following this guy's career. I am, awesome interview, Dom.
It's going to be interesting to see the holiday. I'm waiting to see some of the stuff. Who's going to dress up as whom for Halloween? That's always a good thing. I'm thinking about it because Liz Cheney is dressing up as someone who can ignore what Kamala Harris is all about. She's going to be with her protecting the blue wall. She's over in Malvern today, Liz Cheney. And the Cheneys, the nerve of them. Think about the defense we used to do those years during the Bush years. And Cheney was one of the things people defended. And yet they want war. Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney. That's where the resentment is. And I'm not saying it just because of money. Just because, by the way, I'm looking at the crowd on Fox today. That is hard to believe. When Jim Worthington said 10,000 people, it looks like it could be that and more camped out along Street Road. Dan, they're packed 10 to 11 deep for blocks. It's just...
it's amazing.
And we didn't know he was coming. He told me he was coming on Saturday. I don't even know if it leaked out even at that point exactly. And it wasn't clarified to really Sunday. And suddenly people swoop in on this. I wanted to play. I'll come back to Liz Cheney. So I don't forget. I wanted to play the Pittsburgh cookie sales. Now we see that it's not just here. This is Cut 13 of Pittsburgh area bakery. Now, I've done Pittsburgh radio a lot years ago. Moderate Democrats, but they were dug-in Democrats, even if a bit moderate. And this is just outside of Pittsburgh, inches Oakmont. Listen what's going on at their bakery.
I think it's me.
She bought a few Trump cookies.
And I wanted to get my mom one because she's 87 years old, and she loves Trump.
I think we might not eat them. We might cherish them for a while now.
We didn't find anyone buying Harris cookies in our short time at the bakery.
Anything else tonight?
But that doesn't mean they aren't being purchased.
We actually just ran our numbers today. Donald Trump's leading at 21,000 cookies, individual cookies. Kamala Harris is at 6,200. And the Swedish candidate, it's about 9,800.
The Swedish candidate?
What?
Did he say Swedish or the Swedish candidate? They put a third candidate.
At 6,200. And the Swedish candidate, it's about 9,800.
They put a third candidate in there.
Swedish?
Yeah, I think Swedish, yeah. Just for fun. Swedish. Yeah, yeah. All right. So even there in Pittsburgh, which is more Democratic, arguably, maybe, same result. What does that tell us? What are people trying to do? Well, they're trying in their own way to inch Trump over the finish line. That's what they're living for. So it pains me, Dan, one of the most vilified men, and I remember the moment he did it. Oh, man, it was nuts. When he called the election for Biden on Fox News, the guy that's their election expert, he's back. I don't know if Brett Baer is the one that announced it. I think he might be. Okay? And when he called it, all the air, just all the acrimony. He did an interview with Politico. He now says, I'm wrong a bit on this. He sets the over and under before we're going to know the guy that actually jumped the gun there a bit, maybe. The over and under before we're going to know the election, he says, is sometime midday on Saturday. So just picture from Tuesday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, to possibly Saturday before we start to see the election called. Oh, my God. And this is the guy who jumped in and called it the last time. Now, I still think it's not going to be that bad. I'm still saying sometime on Friday, but it's ridiculous. And they're all going back and blaming, well, we don't open our envelopes in Pennsylvania. No, they have to do better. We need to move on this. This is just unacceptable. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question. But that's the latest, what he predicts. It will be midday or so on Saturday. There's not going to be any landslide here. You know, and I think that's kind of dangerous talk of people. Look, we bring you the cookie stuff and all there. The base of support, the enthusiasm for Trump is unbelievable. But that doesn't mean this is not going to come down to the wire in Pennsylvania. I think under 50,000 votes, maybe under 25,000 votes. So there's still time to do a whole lot about this. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. Thanks to Dan, too, getting Kane on. You know, the great thing of this election cycle is the friends you make, the people that have swerved into this. Riley Gaines are just an all-timer. Coming on at 2 o'clock, she's doing a big woman's event down at the arena, Dan, where they hold wrestling matches in South Philly. They always go to Swanson Avenue, that arena, for some reason.
I love it. Old ECW arena, right? Yeah.
I think some of it is because I would say with Riley, Dan, you need as much security, maybe not as a president, but she needs more security than Vance, simply because of the antagonism out there. I'm finishing my column today. Everybody knows it's inflation, border, immigration.
Yeah.
There is a sleeper that I hope Republicans, including Trump and Vance, keep on hitting more. Boys or men in women's sports. People hear this, African-American males and others. If you lock it in, if you present it correctly as she does, they're outraged by it. And it says it tells them a lot about what Democrats have become. And Harris is not backing away from that, not even a little bit. All right, phone lines. 855.
I love it. It's like WWE, NXT, WrestleCon, TWA.
Yeah.
With women with Tulsi Gabbard and Riley Gaines.
They choose Stand With Women.
It's a great
I don't know if they come out in wrestling.
2300 Arena is a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, we'll ask her about it. It's 855.
They got a nice little bar set up out front.
They used to have barbed wire matches there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was ECW,
They should set up a cage and have them do it inside it.
Yeah, ECW. Yeah.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. That's how you get him. All right. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Time to your Dano show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. Just a little bit off that I'm coming back to presidential politics, but man, Cleveland might be worse than Philadelphia. Yesterday, Deshaun Watson, who, look, I don't know every legal aspect, not a good guy, though. We can safely say that, gets an Achilles injury.
You can see a pop.
Season ending, and he's down, and it's announced the crowd season being taken off and has a sense of that, and they're cheering. Man, if we did that here in Philadelphia, wow, that's brutal. Are they booing or cheering he's out for the season because he's a bad guy?
Yeah.
I think they're doing it just because he didn't play well at quarterback.
I mean, there's a lot of Browns fans who are even upset that they had this.
Okay,
they were essentially financially obliged to start this guy who they disagreed with morally.
I still don't think, though, you can be cheering a guy going off for the year with Achilles in his
mouth. No, that's tough.
Yeah, no, you can't.
No, that's it. We're back.
As much as I disagree with the guy myself.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, he's a prime example of what the NFL is. They will put a criminal or a potential criminal out there if there's even a marginal difference. And usually fans, a lot of them here would say, yeah, well, they're going to win. This is pretty gladiatorial, though. All right, let me go to Ben in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ben, good afternoon.
Dom, how you doing? I used to know you 20 years ago when I worked for Michael Smirkanish in the morning show. I have to say, I'm really embarrassed for the way this show is going. I tuned in.
Well, isn't that nice of you, Ben, that you're embarrassed? Do you think I might be embarrassed that that's how you start? If you have a beef, Ben, tell me. Don't tell me how you're embarrassed.
I was getting to it. If you don't talk over me, I'd like to.
No, I didn't talk over you. I made the point.
Okay, well, 20 minutes. I listened, and you had a random mayor from Tennessee.
Excuse me,
all
Ben.
You and your
let's skip for a second. Just so you're clear, Ben, maybe it's not your knowledge base. He's not maybe a random mayor. He is one of the all-time wrestling giants who has a wide base of appeal.
Great, and I think that speaks to who is supporting Trump right now. But he spoke on three things that he said, and at the end of it, and they were completely false, and you didn't even question them. That she wasn't the border czar. He said she was the border board. Kamala Harris has never been a border czar. That's a Trump moniker, and you all know.
Excuse me, we don't all know that.
Well, we do. Is there a position of border czar?
Excuse me, Ben. We're not dealing in your little world of unreality
is
and fitting in the box.
Is inflation coming down? Is it not? Is crime coming down?
No, excuse me. Let's go back.
You guys are so obsessed with the guy.
Excuse me, Ben. Can we do one at a time, Ben?
Against democracy, and you're not paying attention.
Oh, so you're a former McCain staffer.
I'm a former GW Bush staffer.
Well, that's even better.
That, all rhinos,
hey, tell me about Iraq. How many people unnecessarily died in Iraq, Ben?
Not saying what he's doing. The guy is saying what he's doing. He's telling you he's going to use the National Guard for his opponents. Do you want that, Don? There was a time when you didn't.
So Ben, you believe that's what Trump?
Why?
Excuse me, Ben. Why did he not do that in the first term? Why did he not do any of this nonsense?
Because he had a lot of people around him, including his entire cabinet that doesn't support him and his sitting vice president, that were guardrails. And now he knows the difference. And he knows not to
right.
put him in
so
there.
So you're in the
you
camp.
What he's doing.
You're in the camp that if he wins on election night, that we all ought to be worried that the National Guard's going to be knocking on our doors.
President
Thank you,
Biden
Ben. Thank you very
Kamala
much.
Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar. President.
Thank you. Yes. Now, look, the idea of trying to split hairs here that she was only going to go to Central America.
Joy cometh in the morning.
And that was the only part of this. It's just not true. It was used again and again and again. Now, obviously, it's a burden for her, but she agrees with it. She agrees with the Biden policy. There is no doubt that she would reopen. We would go down the same path again. It's an article of faith. So we're not putting anything on her that has not been out there enough. I don't know if Snopes has ruled on this or not, if that's a be-all and end-all. All right, but it's apropos that Ben called in, because here is a psychologist, progressive psychologist, over the weekend telling you what should be done with people who are telling you they're going to vote for Trump or they have voted. And they're in your family. What should you do with them, particularly if they haven't voted yet? Here's what she said.
How did you know where the mess hall was if it's not in this book?
Oh, wrong cut there.
Okay.
What was the number that you called for?
This is, let's see here, 11.
Gotcha.
Should you cut off contact with family members just because they are voting for Donald Trump? Yes. If so far they have not been able or willing to listen to compassion, to listen to kindness, to listen to you, or even to do their own research and discover that hatred's not the answer, that love and kindness is the answer, if they are unwilling to change, they must experience consequences, and you should not withhold those consequences from them. The consequence in this case would be they don't get your beautiful, loving, wonderful presence in their lives. It's over. And they are gone.
So this is the side that is the loving side here. This is what you have to do with those Trump people. This is where we are. I'm telling you, Thanksgiving this year is going to be even more. And my dread. And look, we're going to have Al Schmidt back on again. We can only push these people. I know that Linda Kearns and others are, that they stop the excuses and we get the vote counted accurately and as quickly as possible. The Fox guy, though, yesterday, the guy that calls the election for Fox News Channel, predicting we will not know until sometime early midday on Saturday. That's unacceptable. They're blaming Pennsylvania again. It is stunning. These are the people that want this system. They want the mail-in ballot. We don't want it. We're just doing it because we have to. And yet, we can't get it done until midday on Saturday. He's looking at a lot of stuff, a lot of things that happened before, etc. Now, my hope, 24 hours ought to be enough that we know who the president of the United States is. Then there'll be lawsuits. There'll be back and forth in various states. It's going to be close. Now, Trump, though, a thing that the other side just does not get, that I am banking on, is exactly what Americans want. Trump is in North Carolina today, and he's making the point again and again and again. We have to take care of the people here first, not overseas. Is that not a fair point? The point is Ukraine, a million other things that we're spending on. How in the world do we do that? And it's been tepid at best, the response to the hurricane in North Carolina. I mean, it is an obvious thing. And every time he makes that point, it galvanizes people that might be on the fence about him. Seeing Liz Cheney here, Liz Cheney is a perfect example of this. Think about how the left went after Dick Cheney. George W. Bush was just referenced. Republican Party has come a long way from George W. Bush, Dick Cheney. We're not going to get involved in these unending wars. And that's exactly what Liz Cheney and a lot of progressives want. They would get us involved a lot more in Ukraine. And Trump has changed the Republican Party. Now, I don't know what will happen after Trump's term is up or he goes away, whatever happens. Will the Republican Party stick to that? Because that's where the American people are. And they're called all kinds of names because they don't think it's worth it to have Americans dying and to be spending blood and treasury on all these excuses that we can get into war again and again and again. That's the biggest legacy, I've said it for how many years now, of Trump. Not all this other stuff. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless.
Caller, Dom.
How dare you continue to look away?
All right. Thank you, Greta. Yeah, I don't know if Greta. I do know that 100 members of the Labor Party are still supposed to come here to help Kamala Harris. They're looking for lodging. If I happen to see them here in Philadelphia, we'll get them on board. How's this not election interference, foreign government? They don't want Trump, they say. People in Great Britain don't. Another reason, potentially, to vote for Trump. This idea that we're going to care that Great Britain says, no, we don't like this guy. That's going to fire people up even more. All right, if you were at McDonald's, Robert at Ben Salem's next. He was yesterday on Street Road. Give us your sense of that. Hey, first, my friends at the Martin Water Conditioning are celebrating their 51st year with their annual anniversary sale. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. We've enjoyed crystal clear drinking water, I've told you, with the Giordano's for years, thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. This is a great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it. And the Martin Water Conditioning family is incredible to work with. No one is more passionate about showing you how they're getting those impurities out of your water. So, as I said, this is great tasting water, too. Tea, things like that, coffee, doesn't matter. Save up to $500 now on select systems for your home. You want to improve your drinking water? Martin is offering $100 off the Kinetico K5 reverse osmosis system. And if you purchase a water softener, you may be eligible for a free Kinetico salt monitor, which is worth over $150. Special 18 and 48-month financing available to those who qualify. Save now through the end of October. Don't miss out. These deals are mutually exclusive and won't last long. Visit martinwater.com for more details. Schedule that free water test today. That's martinwater.com.
Weather sponsored by Morgan & Morgan.
The work week starts off with high temperatures, a good 15 degrees above average. Plenty of sunshine today with a high 81. It does cool down tonight, mostly clear, low 56 for the city and cooler out in the suburbs. Another very warm day on Tuesday, plenty of sunshine with a high again, 81.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Last year, more clients hired Morgan & Morgan than ever before. We now have more offices, more staff, and more lawyers than any other injury firm in the world. Protecting America. Fighting for you.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
This is a commercial for California Psychics, America's most trusted psychic network. So, if you're waiting for a sign, this is it. No, really, this is it. You won't see your soulmate's face in the clouds or your career path mapped out in your cappuccino foam. This really is it. We could add some dramatic sound effects if you'd like. So what you waiting for? Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Are you worried about the state of the economy? Concerned about market crashes and rising inflation wiping out your savings? At Noble Gold Investments, we understand your fears and have a solution. Call us today at 1-888-403-1050. Imagine safeguarding you and your family with a tangible asset that has stood the test of time. Gold. With Noble Gold Investments, you can diversify your portfolio and protect your wealth from economic turmoil. Our team will guide you through the process, ensuring you make informed decisions that best suit your needs. Call Noble Gold Investments today at 1-888-403-1050. That's 1-888-403-1050. The future is uncertain. Take control now. Call 1-888-403-1050.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Are you worried about your roof handling the next storm?
At Emmons Roofing and Siding, we provide top-quality roofing services that fit your budget and stand the test of time.
And our team of roofing experts ensures your home stays safe and dry with durable, reliable roofing solutions to any problems you may have. Plus, at Emmons, we offer free inspections and free estimates.
So call us today at 856-885-6677 or visit callemmons.com.
From top to bottom,
to inside and out,
at Emmons, we have you covered.
Chronic pain, cancer, fatigue? Find out about the benefits of medical hydration therapy on Health Watch with Dr. Molly Fantasia every Sunday morning at 8 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Could there have been a worse call to arms yesterday, Dan? AOC was down there in Dickinson Square, I get her park, in South Philly. They brought her in yesterday to get people out there door knocking to get them roused up. And she had tweeted out, right now is when you should be out there. The Eagles are on right now. So if you knock on doors or hop on a text dialer, many of them may be at home. Let's get those contact rates up. Can you imagine interrupting Eagles fans? Hi, I'm AOC. You have to vote for Kamala Harris during the height of an Eagles game on Sunday.
I do have some audio of AOC down in South Philly talking about Republicans pushing fear tactics on the voters.
Okay.
To make everybody scared of immigrants, scared of trans neighbors, scared of the LGBT community, scared of a woman who can stand up and say no.
What the heck?
People who think independently, and if they can keep us all afraid of one another over our superficial differences, then it prevents us from coming together and standing up to Wall Street,
yeah,
and standing up to lobbyists, mm-hmm, and standing up to big corporations that are keeping our incomes down and driving our housing prices up.
Yeah.
And that's the whole game right here, is to keep us distracted with these superficial differences with one another. And the answer to that is not to ignore what they're doing, but it's to stand up and courageously stand for our neighbors. To stand up and stand for our neighbors.
All right, so here's a party entirely devoted. Exhibit A is Kamala Harris. Entirely devoted to superficial gender, LGBTQ plus, transgender, white males need not apply. Entirely devoted to that stuff. Saying we're the ones that are provoking fear because we're bringing up things that are superficial. Well, AOC, we could do a whole hour or more just on the idea, is it superficial to have boys in girls' sports, men in women's sports? Americans don't think that's superficial at all. And I'm telling you, that still is an issue that breaks through a bit. Here's a little bit of a promo package. Dan, you're really on the AOC watch today. Dan, I had a chance. I might never have a chance to see her in person again. I just wanted to get the vibe of this. You know what I wanted to see? I wanted to see the type of guys that are drawn to an event like this.
The AOC event?
Yeah, no, wimps, just complete wimpery, particularly go and knock on that Eagles door. But, Dan, we ended up, Brigantine, the shore again with Roe. But first to stop, you ever been to Smithville?
Oh, yeah. I love Smithville.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes. It was great yesterday. It was warm. It was nice. It was a Corvette show. So I'd recommend everybody have a chance right over by Appsecon, Black Horse Pike. Smithville was wonderful yesterday.
You ever take Roe out to Peddler's Village?
Yeah, we go there. It's okay. Like Peddler's Village, but this was even bigger. I mean, there must have been 150, 200 Corvettes there. Every time they had trophies for all kinds of categories. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You know, I love Smithville. It's a lot of fun, and I love they got a little winery there. You can do some wine tasting, and
yeah, exactly.
Feel nice walking around.
Yeah, very good stuff.
You all want right, that here, a promo package?
Yeah, here's a promo package of the great AOC.
Let's win this thing. So that we never have to hear the name Donald Trump ever again. We're exhausted from it. We were in Allentown this morning. There were over 1,000 people who showed up for the door knocking canvas operation. And so that is the energy that we have going around.
When we fight,
we win.
Cuando luchamos,
ganamos.
How many of y'all have filled out your early ballot so far? All right, there we go.
Being an American is not about who we're afraid of. It's about being courageous. And it's about standing up and courageously demanding
very self-loving
the
promo
direction
here.
Is for a better country.
I'm going to call a spade a spade. Kamala Harris will be the first woman president of the United States. She is a black woman who will be a powerful leader for this country. And she comes from a middle-class
and working class. Let's stop right there, right? I'm not going to do a Trump because it was stupid when he did that stuff. Is she black or not? But, Dan, we've seen this before. How about the other party in this? How about her mother who raised her? You know, if you want to say she's biracial, you want to say something like that, you're tired of them saying she's not black. How do you just get there, though, and engage in this after you've told us we're looking at superficial things? She's biracial. Her mother is the one that had the biggest influence and raised her, as far as I can tell. It's saying, all right, give us how much more of this do we have?
You got a whole minute.
No, that's it. We've already extended our. I wanted to see her in person, though, because I do think she has charisma of a sort for their side. But also, she's loopy many times. It degenerates into that. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem, who was over at the McDonald's on Street Road. Robert, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, Dan, how you doing today?
Good.
It was actually crazy. We kind of went over at a lark at the last minute because it's only 3 miles up the road from me. Do you know where Busselton Avenue crosses Street Road?
Of course.
It's right there.
Yeah.
And that's a crazy intersection to begin with. But the locals did a really good job streaming traffic. And we knew we weren't going to get close enough to see anything or do anything because you kind of had to be there. But, Dom, there was an Arby's across the street. I'm a big fan of Arby's roast beef sandwiches, so I wound
thank
up
you, Robert.
Wait a minute. Trump
me
is making
you both,
fries,
Robert.
And he's going into Arby's.
Most underrated fast food restaurant out there, Robert.
Oh, my God. He goes to a Trump rally and eats an Arby's.
My friends make fun of me for my obsession with Arby's. It is quality. It's good stuff,
I would never even think about eating there.
Oh, come on, Henry.
God. Oh, Robert.
I had my first roast beef sandwich in 1974, and I've loved them ever since, so that's never going to change. But it was a really cool thing, man. I mean, the people there, the vibe, it's like it was happy. I mean, people were like jubilant. There was no rancor there. It was really cool, you know, and I just thought that he did a good job doing that, you know, and I don't think that franchisee has anything to worry about because he's going to get more Republican voters. And let's face it, most of the Democratic voters who go there are going to forget about it in a week and go back to getting their fries and nuggets, you know.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, and you heard Jim of the NAC say, I think the week after next week, he's going to 5 to 7 one night, and we'll tell you about it. I'm going to go there just to see what it's like.
You know, Newman
he's
Price
pay
actually,
for it.
Newman Price actually went by, took a picture, and tweeted it out to at Dom Show 1210, and he said there's a line about 8-9 people deep already today at that McDonald's. So, so much for any kind of boycott.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Good stuff.
And I hope it doesn't bother our friend Ben that much. Ben, please take a look at the updated FBI statistics. It shows that violent crime is up 5%, and that's without reporting from 32 of the 37 largest cities. So he's living in dreamland, and I'm not worried about the National Guard knocking on my – oh, boy, Dom, they're so mindless. It's really hard to put up with, but it's funny to listen to. So I really appreciate you including the mindless in your audience. I think that's big.
Well, thank you. It's a public service. So what's your date, Robert?
I'm going to go to April 14th, 1865.
Okay.
That was to save President Lincoln. And even if Kennedy wasn't taken off the board, I still would have gone with the Lincoln assassination because I would have had a better chance of saving him because there was only one shooter there.
Yep, exactly right. All right, Robert, thank you.
You have a great day.
Dan is already putting up the Chiron, just so you know. I'll take you inside here at
Talk
Radio
12. Title today, man.
Yeah, for... Riley Gaines is so accomplished. It's taken up lines of the board that I have in front of me. Who knew? She was a swimmer. She was going to go to dental school. She was made for this. Going to be a big event coming up, the Stand With Women event at the wrestling arena. I'm sure the Inquirer will mention that. Down on Swanson Avenue Sunday, this coming Sunday. She's going to come on and give you all the details. And Tulsi Gabbard also there, part of it. I could just see the coverage of this. It's a winning issue. There is no doubt. The main course is inflation. Inflation is not coming down. The rate of inflation is coming down. You shop this week. I shop this week. It's hard to believe. That's baked in because the policies are still continuing, the energy policies. The only way we're going to get out of this is something drastic to pull us out of inflation. And diminishing the average American is what Biden has done. Now, if Harris opposes that, she ought to say so. All right, 855-839-1210, though, you get on board. Enjoy all the NFL action with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win a bet on a game this week. There are features in this app that are great. There's a parlay hub, popular bets, FanDuel squares, the parlay. Dan, how many leg parlay did you play yesterday?
I think it was only 16.
Oh, only 16. Only. Yeah, exactly.
The retirement parlay.
You would have been better out there signing signatures with Elon Musk to get $1 million in a lotto drawing that's happening.
Wandale Robinson let me down.
Okay.
Mine was Malik Nabers, but I did also place a different bet. Saquon Barkley over 150 rushing yards and a touchdown.
I wouldn't have bet that. I said bet the other side. What are the Giants thinking? You know this guy's going to be crazed. Do they hate the general manager and they want him gone? Maybe. Yeah.
They just can't get out of their own.
Well, that's true. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You have to be 21-plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
Dom, right back to you. We got some great interviews coming up this next hour. We got tons to do.
All right. And against my better judgment, this is a producer call, though. See, I'm just setting the battlefield. I'm going to go to Michelle in Bristol. Here we go. From the weekend. I'm a golfer. I never heard this before. Four? Hey, Michelle, good afternoon. What's on your mind today?
Yes. I watched President Trump on stage talking about men's private part, man particularly. And I want to know, do you think that was disrespectful for the women and children in the audience for him to bring that up?
Yeah, I think it was.
It was respectful? For him to talk about.
No, Michelle, you don't want to listen to my answer, which is okay. I said it very clearly.
I'm going to listen to you because I know you want to cut me off. Go ahead.
Michelle, I said it very clearly. I said it was disrespectful.
Yeah, I said it was disrespectful. You said yes.
Okay. Thank you. And do you think the president is a good role model for women and children and the daughters? Like, he disrespects women all the time. Do you think he's a good role model for children?
Michelle,
I do.
There are very good parts of him, and there are some that are not. That's true. So your point is what?
That he is not a good role model. And I listen to your station all the time, and you guys, everything he does is just fantastic.
Well, excuse me, but Michelle. That's not true. Excuse me,
so
Michelle.
Much and he's disgusting.
Michelle, you just asked me two questions. And I agreed that these were disrespectful.
No, one of them, yes.
I said the second one is part of it is true. Michelle, again, okay. I would ask you, how about the policies of Trump? How about what we had 4 years ago versus someone who just never got a vote in a Democrat primary, has no record of success, at least at the level that we're talking about? These are the two choices that we have now.
Well, listen to this. She has more experience. He has no experience. I can't understand a word.
Wait, Michelle. What does she have experience?
He mumble jumbles like a little kid.
Okay.
We back and forth on a stage for 45 minutes.
Michelle,
dancing around
what does she have experience at? What does she have experience at?
Lots more experience than he has in the government. She's
well,
been there.
Is that really the thing that is what Americans want? What's experience in the government? I don't think so. No, in fact, I think it's a detrimental thing.
She was the vice president.
She has more experience, and sometimes
a vice president cannot do what a president does.
Thank you, Michelle. I wouldn't say this categorically, but by and large, experience, long experience in the government is a negative. We all know that. You have long experience in the government versus the private sector, you're locked into that same kind of mindset. So on that, and Harris has little or none. The argument is, well, she couldn't do anything. It was Joe Biden's administration. All right, phone lines are 855.
Producer's note?
Yes.
If there's somebody paying these callers to call us, please keep doing so because it makes some great content on the Dom Giordano program.
Thank you.
You're not the one who has to answer the phone. Sorry,
okay, yes. That's true. Yeah, they're not. They didn't sound like seminar callers. Michelle, a little bit more, though. I know, yeah. Ben. Yeah, she sounds a little bit more.
Ben really had like Lincoln Project undertones to it. I don't know.
Well, but that's not a. I know him. I mean, yeah, oh, okay. So I know who he is, et cetera. Gotcha. Yeah. So that's a given.
Sorry, right, my conspiracy theory minds.
Riley Gaines is just all world to me. And again, having her on today that she's coming here for this event. She and I talk about it all the time. It's a low-hanging fruit. If Americans actually believe you're dead set to have girls have to compete with boys, women with men, and also you won't back away from sex operations, gender-affirming care for those that are here illegally and are criminals in jails, that says a lot. You know, all the rest of it's blather. Why would you do that? You just heard AOC say why she thinks we should do it. All right, 855-839-1210. By the way, the Daniel Penny trial is underway for that subway chokehold death, in which I think he rescued people there. We'll see what they do in New York. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app